Hello and welcome to the Love Your Life Now podcast. My name is Sonia Sophie and I am here today with Tina Thornton, who is a holistic health coach certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. For over 15 years, her programs have helped men and women of all ages achieve healing and well-being. Side effects include improved energy, weight loss, reversal of digestive issues, allergies and arthritis, reversal of liver, kidney and heart disease, reversal of cancer and other diseases. The body, she says, is self-organized toward wellness, and this is the miracle. Welcome, Tina.
Hello and thank you, Sonia Sophie. I would like to introduce Sabine. Sabine Isian is a certified integrative nutrition coach and teacher. She received her training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where she studied over 100 dietary theories, practical lifestyle management techniques, and innovative coaching methods. Sabine uses her teaching background to teach about the impact of food on our mind, body, and emotions, with a focus on the digestive system. She brings fun and play into her programs and workshops to help both children and adults shift old disempowering thought patterns into new empowering ones. Welcome, Sabine.
Thank you, Tina. It's great to be here with all of you. And I'm going to now introduce you to Christina Sergun Powers. So Christina has been teaching Kundalini Yoga for 12 years. She was trained and certified as a Kundalini Yoga teacher with the Kundalini Research Institute at Golden Bridge Yoga. She designs curriculum to bring yoga and meditation tools and techniques to students in a school setting. She also currently teaches Kundalini adult classes in her studio, Yoga for Balance, which is in Altadena, and at Sunrise Yoga in Glendale. Christina Sergun leads her students to a practice that reintroduces them to the fullness of who they really are.
Thank you, Sabine. Well, it's great to be here with all of you. I'm so honored. And I'm going to introduce Sonia Sophie. Coach Sonia Sophie specializes in helping women ages 35 to 45 create abundant happiness, health, and wealth in their lives. Sonia Sophie is a holistic health and lifestyle coach and certified personal trainer, showing women just how to use their powers of the mind, the body, and the soul to create a life by design, the one you've always imagined.
Thank you for that, Christina. And today I want to welcome everyone to a special uncut edition of Love Your Life Now, because this is actually a conversation that I recorded last week before we recorded last week's podcast. See, every Friday we do a Kundalini Yoga class with Christina Sergun Powers, and then we go and record the podcast. And while Christina was getting ready, preparing some things, myself, Tina, Sabine, and another friend of ours by the name of Laura, who also attended class, sat around the table and just started having a conversation. At some point during the conversation, I thought, oh my goodness, this is good stuff. I should record this. I pulled out my Mac, opened it up, hit the record button, and nobody even knew that I was recording them at the time. So there are a few sounds in the podcast that don't usually belong into one, and I hope they're not too distracting from the information and the great discussion that we had, because I feel that more women need to be having discussions and talks like that. And without any further ado, let's listen in to last week's conversation. Enjoy.
Okay, I think Western medicine is good when it comes to what I'll call temporary simple situations for, like, for stuff like that, or
accidents.
Something like that. Something happens. Okay, you have a pain, but you don't sit on a pain pill for the rest of your life. Okay, you have it for a week or so. You take the medicine. It gets you over the hump, and then you let your body do what your body does. You know, but that's not.
So you get hit by a car. Yeah. You need to go to a hospital.
Right.
There's no other way.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
However, when they told me I would have to take the purple pill for the rest of my life after they put a little tube down my and I said, absolutely not. There has to be a better way. And I think that was when I really started paying attention to the food. Because I already knew, though. I already knew it was the food. Right? In that moment when he said, you have to take the proper pill for the rest of your life, I said, not happening. And then I was ready to address what I already knew.
I think the other thing that it does do, especially if you've been, you know, if you haven't been raised like this, I wasn't raised like this. Okay, I was raised deep-seated in Western world medicine and everything else.
Yes.
So when a change of philosophy came, it was first I'm like, huh? You know, and then as you see it at work, I think you use the Western stuff to confirm what you already know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like
scientifically they're proving it all right now.
You know, and it's funny because I can't remember who I was having the discussion with. But, you know, when people often talk about, you know, science versus, you know, religion, spirituality, whatever, to me, they are absolutely the same thing. They're opposite sides of the same exact spectrum. They just haven't figured out how to measure this spirituality piece to make it scientific. Yeah. But I think they're the same thing.
Right.
And that's happening. We're getting to, and when the two marry, that's when we are seeing the transformation here on the planet.
Right.
Like Dr. Eben Alexander, when he's a neuroscientist, he's a neurosurgeon, and when he went into his brain episode, he had an infection in the brain, and he went into a coma. That was it. He wasn't to live. When he went into that, he went into a separate state, and all the things that were woo-woo, all the things that all these years he thought were not.
Right.
He left his body. He had understandings about where he came from. He met a sister that he was separated from because he was adopted as a child. He met her in that whole process.
Right.
And a whole many, many, many other things happened. He came out of it. He's like a respected scientist.
Right.
And now he's talking woo-woo. And
right.
It was just beautiful what he's done. He and other people are bringing the two together. And
right.
It's... You know,
right.
Like all these years, I was wrong about this.
Yeah.
All these years, you know, there is so much.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
this.
Yeah,
probably
I mean,
heard
just
him present.
Just because you don't understand it, you know, doesn't mean that it isn't.
Yeah,
it just means you don't understand.
Right.
It. Exactly.
That's what I was always thinking. Just because you can scientifically you can scientifically say, well, this part of the brain gets, you know, lights up when someone does X.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that X is therefore not spiritual.
Right.
Because somehow the mechanism has to happen.
Uh-huh.
Even a spiritual mechanism can be a mechanism.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't disprove it at all. It just says, here's the spiritual thing. And if you want to know how the mechanics of it work, this is the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't disprove that it's spiritual. Some people still try to make that point, but to me, it doesn't. Like, when I think about it, it doesn't. It's, well, something's happening, and this is how it happens. And of course, there are unexplained things, but they're only unexplained because we haven't found the explanation.
Right.
But it doesn't mean they're not spiritual.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, an interesting one is if you take someone that is, let's say, in a coma, okay, when someone is in a coma, there are certain parts of their body that still function even with no brain activity.
Right.
Okay. How does that happen? Because most people think, well, your brain controls everything.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, but if my brain is not active, okay, how is my digestive system still working? You know, how is my excretory system still working? You know, I mean,
and what I noticed is that sometimes the tough questions aren't being asked by even the scientists or
because they don't know how to answer it, and they don't want to go
there.
to that space where some of us already are.
Yes, exactly.
Because they view us as the enemy,
or just as woo-woo.
Oh. well, they just totally
Yeah, and but it's amazing that more and more scientists are coming around now.
Yeah, but I just always found that interesting, just because you don't understand what I believe or what I know doesn't mean that what I believe or what I know doesn't exist. It just simply means you don't believe it because you can't prove it.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we don't believe something, then in that moment it doesn't actually exist for us.
Correct.
Which, you know, that's a whole other conversation about what we believe is our reality.
Right.
And so therefore, for them, in that moment, it's actually a truth.
Right. And that's and I respect that. That can be your truth. The problem is they don't respect that as mine.
Yeah. Because they don't believe in the whole belief thing in the first place. They're not believing in the what you believe is reality.
Yeah. Or there's a whole science behind, like, you've got the purple pill. So those drug manufacturers were able to afford that so-called 7-year double-blind study. How many millions of dollars to approve that purple pill? The tea I gave her yesterday, the same thing. One of our clients had issues with her acid reflux, the digestive issues. Would recommend the purple pill, would recommend other things, but then it got to such a problem, they cut her open, stretched her esophagus, and then she was supposed to be fixed. And that was that. And she still had issue. So she drank, in 1 month, she drank that tea, hasn't been paid, they haven't paid that, you know, so many millions of dollars to have it approved, but it has been used for 4,000 years.
So what kind of tea are you talking about?
And it completely, within 1 month, it was all healed. That digestive, the acid reflux, it's fascinating. And if we, because the point is that if we don't have the money or the means to go down that road, you know, like, we have plants and things that benefit people, but nope, it's got to be the purple pill, it's got to be, you know, measured in
the
specific
way.
The officially
version,
you know,
of the,
and now
of
with,
the healing.
And now with plants,
and,
too.
And,
you
and,
know,
and,
can't
the,
make
and
plant
the other
plans.
Thing is that you have that industry, okay, you've got the medical industry that's connected to the pharmaceutical industry, and then you've got the pharmaceutical industry that's connected to the law industry, okay? Because notice, every single pill, okay, that has been on the market in the last, I say, 10 years, okay, you'll see another commercial where the lawyers say, if you've taken such and such and so and had the side effect of X, Y, and Z, you know, call us. You could be offered, you know, you could get money for, you know, this, that, and the other. It's like they're all connected in this system to generate money.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all, you know, what I was just on jury duty, and one of the gentlemen I was on jury duty with, he was an older gentleman, probably in his mid-70s. And, you know, we were talking about electronic devices, and it was, you know, cell phones and stuff, because they always say, you know, turn off your electronic devices. And so he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to get another one of these things. You know, there's nothing wrong with this, but, you know, it's no longer being supported in this system. And he's like, you know, I just don't understand, you know, oh, you got iPhone 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, what's the difference? I said, new is revenue. Okay. When you see new, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the old one. It just means it has additional bells and whistles, and it's a new revenue stream for whoever that manufacturer is. They want to continue. That's why they continually, you know, upgrade, etc. I mean, you know, the Volkswagen Beetle almost ran VW out of business because the thing never broke, or if it did, you could fix it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it took people a while to figure out, you know, I mean, just like computers. They say they have a lifespan basically of 18 months to 3 years, depending, you know. But if they wanted a computer that lasted 10 years, they could make one.
They could
make
one.
But they have to have that turnover to keep the money moving.
Exactly. And that's a whole other conversation, which is that system that we created. And now we are literally slaves of that system. And I always say, it's system number one that only works for a few. Doesn't work. It's not a working system, which means if you have a not working system, you need to come up with a different system. However, the few that it works for
works very well.
It works so well, and it gives them so much power in turn that they are making sure that the system stays in place and are making sure to let us know that there is no other possible system, and we will all perish if this system ever breaks down.
That's correct.
And that's
in our rapidly acidic seas that have lost 90% of the fish life, and I mean watching everything occur the way that it is, unless we speak up, unless we disengage from that particular system.
Yes.
You know.
And disengaging is it's hard and it's not hard. So I don't want to say it's hard because it really isn't. However, it's so foreign to most people.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you would be an outsider, and maybe if all of us would step outside, then we'd all be outside, and then there would only be a few insiders, and we'd all be outsiders, so we'd be insiders again. But it's that fear of stepping out of society as it is.
And we would do that to our peril. We would rather die in a large number than to step outside the box and
mm-hmm.
change things. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, we are herd animals.
But we're
leaving
our children. And yeah, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
We're waking up.
Yes, we are.
But not only that, I mean, you've got a change in the whole energy with coming into Aquarian out of Piscean.
Yeah.
And at least I know I'm a lot more optimistic than I used to be.
I am too.
A lot of it was prior to understanding any of this, to studying anything. But understanding, the one thing I've always known, never knew why, but I just knew that everything was connected. But I didn't understand the mechanics of it, and I definitely didn't understand the depths of it. But the fact that everything is connected, and my goal in life is to find the connections. I mean, it helps me to understanding is a key thing for me. I am very intellectual, so it's interesting for me, the whole yoga, okay, is so interesting to me because it's not an intellectual art.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I first started doing it, my husband was like, "What are you doing?" "I'm going to yoga." "Oh, okay." And he still says, "Okay, well, you have a good stretch."
Yeah,
I'm going to have a good stretch.
Yes. Yeah. It's so interesting that you say that. I'm very intellectual too, I knew I needed to do yoga about 14 years ago, and I went, and it didn't click.
Yours?
I don't know, was it the teacher, the type of yoga, whatever, I'm not sure. However, it didn't click at the time, and I left it again for years and years and years, and I started yoga again after I started learning, and after I started waking up, and basically also having confirmed that what I believed about that people need to be worrying about what's going on in the world and that things are connected. I also knew that at some weird level, very deep inside, but it had been cluttered up with other things, and it took a while to get that, and so that's when I then loved yoga.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny that you say that.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm in a million years, I would have never, even though I had heard about it, and I'm like, that sounds, interesting. It was nothing that unlike you that actually took a class. I never took a class until I took my first Kundalini class 2 years ago.
Well, I already made cuts in the one from last week.
And
I've
been doing it ever since.
But
it's... For me, it's an interesting journey.
That it is.
Because the one thing that it actually is difficult for me, because I am so intellectual and I've gone through so much of my life using my brain, you know, figuring out and knowing how things work from a mechanical standpoint. My intuition was something that, even though I knew it was there, I didn't really pay attention to it unless it came to my kids.
Hmm. And you couldn't get away from it when it came to your kids.
That's the only time that not only that I didn't question it, I could go with it, and I was fine. Every other time, I would go through this whole questioning thing. Okay, well, you know, is it that way because, you know, this thing happened, or because, you know, that, you know, I'd go through this whole process of intellectualizing it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I mean, and I still do it. I mean, that's, you know, something that, that I'm working on is trusting the fact that not only do I have it, but when I allow it to, it works very well.
It doesn't it? Isn't that funny? Yeah, I know. That's the funniest thing of all. When we actually let go and we actually go with the flow and we trust that intuition and we set the brain aside or the intellect aside for just not discarded or disregarded.
Right.
But just
set it aside. Let it have a back seat for a minute.
Let it have a back seat for a minute, then we're almost always right on point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something that, I mean, I struggle with that every day because I've done so well doing it the other way.
Yeah.
But the difference is the other way had me in a constant state of dysregulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I could do it and I could do it well, but I was always friggin' frazzled.
And stressed.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So we can lead a life being very stressed, or can we lead a life being less stressed? And it doesn't matter what's happening, because the reason for feeling stressed or feeling less stressed is whether we are using the intellect only, or we are allowing the intuition to inform the intellect.
Right, right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Wow, I can't believe we're out of time again already. I do hope that you enjoyed listening in on our uncut, unscripted conversation. If you did, please like, subscribe, follow, send us a comment, and share the podcast with your friends. Also, let us know what you want us to discuss, what you want us to discover for you, and if you have particular questions, you can send them to us also. I'm Sonia Sophie, and we will hear each other again next week for the next episode of Love Your Life Now.